Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning! I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. I hope you are too. That means we feel grateful, we feel blessed, and boy, do we have enthusiasm! Ah, that was really great.
I feel chosen.
I do too. I do too. Okay, I've been studying with Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's brilliant. He is a genius. In fact, he says, turn to the person beside you and say, you are a genius.
You are a genius.
Thank you.
You are a genius.
And you are too.
Thank you.
Yes, we are all geniuses. We just need to realize it. Our minds are little computers in here. And sometimes our programming needs to be updated, wouldn't you say?
Often.
We get conditioned. We get conditioned. In fact, they're the smartest people in the world are sitting around and they are trying to figure out ways on how to steal your attention. And if you don't believe me, have you ever gone to check your email and all of a sudden you're down a rabbit hole? And next thing you know, you're like, oh my gosh, I've been sitting here for 20 minutes. How did I end up looking at ab rollers?
And I got a notification for this and a notification for that. And who was I supposed to get back to?
Yeah. And you forget what you're doing. And next thing you know, you're like, oh my gosh, where did my focus go? I have no idea what I'm doing. And I don't know why I'm signing up for this thing.
I'm still sitting in my car in the Publix parking lot and I forgot what I'm here for.
And now I'm buying something that I don't even need. And what just happened here? It's totally designed that way. And if you don't believe me, just the fact that we swipe our phones, that's dopamine hits. Those are little dopamine hits that are happening over and over and over. And the reason it is designed that way is because it equates to when you're in a casino and you're pulling the slot machine, dopamine. So have you noticed?
Dopamine.
More and more now, we're picking up our phones and we're we're swiping. Oh, refresh. We got to refresh. Little dopamine. If you don't believe me, so many times, say hello if you're here. I want to say hello to you. BJ! Oh, Friday feels Jay and Jay. She is the positive vibe tribe. You just represent us. I love that. Oh my gosh, Christine, Jennifer, Julin, Julie. Oh my gosh, three J's in a row. I love it. Okay, so we're talking about how they steal our attention. And we need to take control and get it back. And I totally
put
lost
a chain on it.
I totally lost my thought track. But where I'm going with this is, help me out here.
Well, so you're getting programmed by the world.
Yes.
And you have to refresh.
Yes.
And reel it back in. You have to focus on, you have to be intentional about what you're doing.
Okay, yes. So I'm studying with Dr. Joe Dispenza. And what he says is that we have 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And we have the same thoughts, 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts that we had yesterday. Mm. And 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts we had the day before, and the day before, and the day before that. And those thoughts are in control of our emotions. And those emotions are in control of our actions. And those actions are in control of our thoughts. It's a loop. Do you understand what's happening?
Because we're pulling those thoughts from yesterday and the day before and the day before, we're going to do the same things that we did the day before and the day before.
It's a hamster wheel. It is a total hamster wheel. And here's the thing. We think, oh, well, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to try something new in my life. Well, we try to do that, but we have all of these outside forces, the smartest people in the world, who are vying for our attention. And so we try to go on a diet. We try to make a conscious change to maybe make more money or to have a better relationship
or a healthier diet,
to be more positive. And we have all of this conditioning that's happening in our environment. And so it's almost impossible because they control our thoughts.
They are vying for our attention and they're buying for our attention.
Yes, they're spending lots and lots and lots of money to hire the best people to vie for our attention. And that attention takes us down these rabbit holes, and it literally, it tends to go negative and toxic. It tends to go toward the news, and the news is not the place you want to go.
It's fear factor. Fear factor. It's negativity. It feeds into the primal brain.
I know I'm getting deep, and it's Friday. We're supposed to keep it light and fluffy. But what I'm trying to say here in a long and convoluted way is the only way to overcome this ball of toxicity
and of influence.
Yes, is to take control of your inner self and to take control of your own thoughts and to get quiet, get still, and to filter out the outside world. That's really the only way.
Get in touch with your soul.
And for me, that way is to almost become better than your existing circumstances. Now that may sound a little narcissistic.
It's like water tension. It's like sitting on top of the water, knowing that the water is there.
Yes.
But it's okay that the water's there. You know it's going to be there, but you can be above it. You can be on top of it.
For example, what I'm talking about is if you experience some sort of negative circumstance, instead of lowering yourself to match that frequency, have gratitude for it. Have gratitude for it and say, okay, wait a minute. What is this teaching me? What can I learn from this? And how can I grow?
If you can put yourself just in this, if you can ask yourself the question, just ask yourself that question, you're automatically going to raise yourself above it in a way.
Yeah, I'm kind of in my head. I really, she says, do you have coffee in your cup? No, we have lemon water.
And we took the challenge for
Sheila's like, that's why they're not making any sense today. Christine says, spot on with the message. Oh, thank you for your encouragement. And Christine says, yes, I understand. Christine, I'm telling you, you are one of the wisest women I have met. I feel like spiritually you are... I don't even know if I'm on camera. my hand is like, you are up here. And I mean that with all due respect, my friend. But yes, it feels like if we don't take control and program ourselves, then we let the environment program us.
Yeah.
And I hate to be the bearer of news, but... If we just go around and let the environment program us, then things are always going to be the same and we don't grow. And the thing is, if you stop growing, that's happened to me before. And when you stop growing, it becomes very, very painful. Because when you stop growing, the rest of the world continues to change. And if you're not growing, you become stagnant and you actually start to feel like you're falling behind.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that makes sense
part
to anyone.
And you just become kind of part of the environment that's happening around you instead of happening. You start being affected by the world instead of affecting the world.
You lose the greatness that you were designed to be. You lose that connection that you were put on this earth to inspire and impact and become. So I know that it has been, I know that I've been in my head, but I, like I said, Dr. Joe Dispenza, he has just really, really been planting some seeds in my brain as of late, and I wanted to share them all with you.
They're sprouting.
They are sprouting everywhere. And I also wanted to share with you that we have our workshop happening. I believe it's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. It's a free 1 hour. It's 1 hour
it
gratitude
is free.
Workshop.
And we would love for all of you, if it is of interest to you, we would love for you to come. It is free. It is our offering to the world, because gratitude has been just that fertilizer that has helped these sprouts grow.
It's a game changer.
It really is the foundation, I believe, to putting love in your heart. It's really the foundation to just opening up and filling your soul with light.
Well, there's a statistic that 80% of thoughts that go through our head are negative.
Yes.
That our primal brain is looking out for what can harm us. And if you're always looking out for what can harm you, 80% of the time, you're not looking for the opportunities that can get you ahead. So you're going to spend 20% of your time looking for those opportunities. But when you get into a state of gratitude, and when you train yourself to get it, because we're not living in that environment really anymore.
Yes.
We are kind of in that environment because we're being marketed to so much in the fear realm that we have to stay conscious of what we're programming ourselves for. And we need to stay in that constant set of growth and keep the good things coming in. And that's why gratitude practice is so important. That keeps us in that higher frequency so we can see the opportunities available for us. And it's been a game changer for us. So if you haven't got a gratitude practice set up for your daily life, this is going to be a great 1 hour for you.
It's kind of like, I mean, we talked about our brains being computers. It's kind of like when your computer is acting all squirrely and you're like, what is happening? I just feel like I've got too many programs going at once, and it refresh. Nothing is working right. It's got a virus. This gratitude workshop is almost like unplugging your computer and restarting it and saying, okay, let's refresh, restart, and let's get things moving all smoothly again. Thank you. Kimberly just shared the link for us. So if anyone would like to join us, it is tomorrow and it is at noon. That
Eastern
is
time.
Eastern Daylight Time. And yeah, we would love for any of you to join us if you would be so obliged.
Yeah.
We would love to have you there. You are all our guests if you would like to come.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all we've got. And thank you guys so much. Again, I apologize if I went a little bit in the weeds, but I'm just so passionate about this. And
I'm just happy that you join us in the morning, because we love seeing you. We love seeing your comments. And it's just a place for us to get refocused. This is part of our gratitude.
Yes. So thumbs up to that one. Love you guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.